No. Usually, my motzei Shabbos shir, talking yonim general and yonim and bo metziah. 2 weeks ago, at the Shabbaton, of course, I had loads of questions and answers on all sorts of topics. Covered the whole world and every conceivable question someone had about the world. And in the follow-up over the past 2 weeks, many different Bachrim have spoken to me many times about, as a result of that, what Limud HaTorah is all about. So I figured, who comes Motzei Shabbos, the people who are interested in Limud HaTorah. Okay, so we'll have to. So I thought I'll talk about the Torah in general rather than Bo Metziah, Bava Kama, Bava Basra, Gittin Kedushin, or whatever specific Masechta. The classic statement, Machshava, about what Limud HaTorah is about, the importance of Limud HaTorah, is Shaar Dalid, Nefesh HaChayim. Now, I have to give a hakdama. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the entire world, Yesh Me'ayim. There was one period that the world was absolute nothing. There was nothing, but nothing is, it wasn't empty space. Empty space means something called space. But nothing means nothing. Absolute nothingness. And that's what the world was. Then, Kadosh Baruch Hu B'chochmoso and Beruba decided to create the world. The first thing he did was create the Torah. Pasuk in Mishlei. Vayo Omon Etzlo. And the Medrash, beginning of Bereishis, gives an example. You go to build a building. When they built this building, just didn't have hire a contractor and says, okay, as he's building, I think I'll make a room here. No one builds a building that way. What do they have? They have an architectural plan of the entire building. And then once you have the architectural plan of the entire building, you build a building. And then you know where each room is and how everything gets integrated. So too, before Gershom began the world, there's the Torah, the blueprint of the world. It goes a little deeper than that. Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world in a very interesting manner. There are two worlds. There's a physical world that we experience down here. There's a spiritual world, the Olamos Helionim. Those of you who ever read my book, Torah Chazal and Science, I discuss it there quite at length. And, for instance, there's a war between two nations. A war between two nations. So Chazal tell us, there's a war between the two armies down on planet Earth. And in Shemayim, each nation has a Tsar, a Malach, that manages its affairs, that represents it in the Olamot, in the spiritual world. And the basic battles fought up there with the secondary battle fought down to the ground. That's how Chazal described it. And everything that happens in this world is reflected in spiritual worlds above. So Chazal look at this world as just the physical manifestation of an entire olam, elyon, a total spiritual world. And anyone who did read my book on Torah Chazal and science, physics is coming to the conclusion. The world of physics is a very interesting world nowadays. It's half that there's some spiritual reality that goes beyond it. What Chazal talked about and the Torah talked about. That's number one. Now, the ability of each of us is created B'Tselem Elokim. B'Tselmo Kidmuso. Chaim Volozhin writes at the very beginning that each human being is a guf and neshama. And a Jew is given a unique koach in his neshama. And I mentioned in my shmuz last week that when all of Klal Yisrael were makabel the Torah, Pozik says they heard a kol. Shmuz ha-kol. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu implanted in the neshama of each Jew some pure spark, and giving his neshama an extra madrega over the regular Tzelem Elokim. Now, if a non-Jew is misgayer, so it's not, he doesn't go through a technical process of being a citizen of Klal Yisrael. If he's misgayer, according to the proper geiros, the proper kabbalos or mitzvahs, so he acquires that madrega in his neshama by making a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, that unique koach that we have is the ability of a Jew to connect and influence the Olamos Helyonim. Because our neshama is a spiritual entity, and our neshama can impact the spiritual entities in the Olamos Helyonim, and that's koach ha-tefillah. Nowadays, people like shortcuts. And what I mean shortcuts is they don't want to have to daven. They go to some person they think has some hocus-pocus capacity, ask for him to do some hocus-pocus thing, and poof, it's going to happen. They forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a shomei tefillah. He's misave for our tefillahs. He wants our tefillahs. And the biggest koach we have is to impact the Olamot Helyonim by our avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu through our tefillahs, through our bakoshes, through our limud Torah. And the words v'chaye olam nota b'sochenu. What does that mean? And we say it every day. I don't know how many people pay attention. He gave us the capacity to affect how the world runs through our avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, all of these olamos, these spiritual worlds, spiritual existences that exist in a different world, they're madregas and madregas and madregas. And each world has a hashpa on the world underneath it, etc., by a descending order. And this is how HaKadosh Baruch, if there's a leaf on a tree out there and it's growing, so Chazal tell us, Ein l'chol kol esav yesav. Every blade of grass that grows is through a direct sibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through the influence as it descends to all of the spiritual worlds and comes to Po'el there. The Rambam writes that everything that exists in this world, there's a specific Maloch, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a tzivu to the Maloch, and he has a whole chain of command. And the end of the chain of command is that leaf grows, that blade of grass grows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting at the top, the entire spiritual world that has consequence in the physical world. Now, what sits at the very top of that ladder is Torah, because Torah is the source of the entire world. So everything, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Torah, and through the Torah then created the entire world, the entire world depends for existence on Torah. And in Limud HaTorah, in our tefillahs go at one level. But our Limud HaTorah connects us with the highest part of that ladder, which is the Torah that sits on top of everything that affects the world. And Chaim Volozhin writes, that Torah Lishma, what does Torah Lishma mean? I value the Torah because it is Dvar Hashem, number one. What's the value of Torah? The value of Torah, it's the ABs of the words HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every word in the Torah, first of all, was dictated word by word to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. Every other Navi saw a vision. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't see a vision. Every word, Bereshis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, Bereshis, write down Bereshis. Bara, write down Bara. Elohim, write down Elohim. Es HaShemai, word by word, dictator, and Moshe sitting there writing, Bereshis, Bara, Elohim, Es HaShemai, Vetzorah. And the entire Torah too. From the Beis to the Lamed V'Lenei Kol Yisrael. So the entire Torah is Dvar Hashem. The Torah was written before the creation of the world. And everything in this world that exists, exists mikoach the Torah, that's what gives it its existence, because that was the basis of the entire existence of the world. Now, if a person understands what Torah is and where Torah comes from and how Torah functions, and you value Torah with Torah Satsma, then Torah is, that's Torah Lishma. The understanding the value of Torah and say, I want to understand Torah because that is my connection. Torah is valuable to Hashem. Now, just like any action, any mitzvah I do, any aveira I do, affects not only myself, not only my neshama, but affects all sorts of spiritual worlds. That's the power, chaye olam nata besochenu, the power HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to the neshama of a Jew to affect the entire world. And Chaim Volozhin, the Rambam writes, Perish Mishnayis. What does it mean? Ein la Kodesh Baruch Hu olomo elo dal ramo shel halacha bavad. What does that mean? So Rambam says it doesn't make any sense. There's a whole world out there. There are factories in China. Who knows what in South America. There's a whole world. What do you mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu running an entire world. So if he's running an entire world, what does it mean he has nothing except Dalar HaMoshal HaBavad? Rambam explains. It's Rambam and has Hakdama to Perish Mishnayis. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's running of the entire world, There is one thing that's important to him. Dalal Amo Shel Halacha. And anything he does in a factory in China out there, or a mine in Russia, or who knows what, in a tropical forest down in Brazil, wherever you are, the entire big world. Somehow, he's doing that because it's impacting the Dalai Lama Shel Halacha. And that's how the world runs. He gives an example. There's a man in a certain faraway place, and he makes a fortune. Builds himself an unbelievable home, a castle. And he thinks, it's my genius, it's my chutzpah, whatever, however he made that money. And he's sitting there, he says, he has to understand. He says, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu want that path? He said, maybe one day some tzaddik is going to walk by and needs a place, a comfortable place to get a drink of water. And that's the whole reason. It's the whole reason. So if HaKadosh, anything HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranges, somehow it is, because that affects the Dalai Lama Shel Halacha. Now, and once I understand that that's the center of the universe, and my Lima Torah is connecting me to that, that's Torah Lishma. Okay, it's L'Shem HaTorah, because I value the Torah. Now, but Torah is what connects me to HaKadosh Baruch. That's why Torah goes hand in hand with Yerush Shemayim. The Rambam writes in the Hilchos Mikvos that Torah has the capacity to change a human being, but only if he wants it to change him. If it's just an intellectual exercise, you're doing it as a subject in school. You're doing it because you got to go to yeshiva and it's not nice and you need a good shidduch and you have to go to yeshiva, whatever. All the different reasons people do things. It's not going to change you. You're doing it because this is my connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I want to immerse myself in it, connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and change who and what I am. And that's why Yerush Shemayim goes hand in hand. That's why Reishis Chochma, Yiras Hashem. And there's a connection between the two together. To begin learning Torah Lishma, you need Yiras Shemayim. But then, through the Limrat Torah, that means because I want to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through Limrat Torah, that connection increases by Yiras Shemayim. We say, what do we say in our davening? We say it in Uva Letzion. Let's just read word by word. Every day when we finish davening, we say, Baruch Elokeinu Shebaranu Lechvodo V'Vilanu Min HaTovim V'Asanu Torah Semes V'Chayei Olam Dato Hu Yiftach Libeinu B'Sarotso. It's going to open our, if we realize what Lima Torah is all about, that it's Chayei Olam, it is something that impacts the world and infects the world, and through my Lima Torah I connect to the highest level of all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, spiritual worlds, and I impact it, and I affect it. And that has the trickle-down effect, affecting everything underneath it. Once I realize that, Hu yiftach libeinu b'sarasso, will open our hearts up in his Torah. V'yosim b'libeinu ahavoso v'yirosso. And he's going to put into our hearts Ahava and Yirah. But it's only after Yiftach Libeinu B'Sarotso and Birkas Kriyashma. So you need Yerushalayim to get started, to learn properly, and then it builds on itself. Now, how does it work? Let's just read what he says. But also, at the very time, Sha'odim Osek V'Torah Lamata, while we sit in this base medrash and learn a Tosfos, Kol Teva Sheyotze Mipiv, every word that comes out of my mouth, Advarim Yotzim Kaviyochol Gam Mipiv Yisbarach V'Osa Yismamish. I connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Torah, and it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is learning Torah with me. The Gemara in Gittin, that we're learning in a Beis Medrash Pilegish Begiva, of the Inyan of Pilegish Begiva, Rav Yosef Omar, Rav Yosef said it this way, Rav Yosef said it this way, and one of them bumped into Eliyahu. And I said, what was the Kodesh Baruch Hu doing at that time? He says he's busy learning. Pilagish Begiva. I connect with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he's there present with me when I learn Torah. Now, Uhu Yizbarach V'diburo Chad, Kumfurish b'Torah Hakdosh b'Mishnah Torah. The Av was Hashem Elokecha, who avdo. That Gemara in the Dorim says, it's Esek b'Torah. Dov Kabbal, that connects us to HaKadosh Baruch. And what did Dovid HaMelech says, Tov li Torah spicha me'al fezohav kesef. It doesn't say just Tovli Torah, Torah Spicha. These are the words. Why is it more valuable than Alfei Zohar Kesef? Because it's Picha. It's the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it enables me to connect with Him. Shekol Teva Mamish Me'a Torah. Shani Osef Bokeis. It came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and He's with me there doing the learning. Now, you have to keep that in mind. Okay, then he goes into Bechatzah Esek V'Ian B'Torah. When a person is learning Yimimai in the Torah, Vaday, at that point he's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's a medrash in Shmos. It says, when I sell something to somebody, he gets the object. He certainly doesn't get me. But it's different. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. And when we bought the Torah from him, we bought HaKadosh Baruch Hu too. K'v'yochol li atem lochim. Then he goes on. The roots of Torah are at the very top. At the top of all of the spiritual worlds. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Torah, created the Torah, and through that created underneath everything. And everything gets directed through the Torah. So when we connect to the Torah, we're connecting to the highest level in the spiritual worlds that affects anything and everything else. And that is Kishibora Kadosh Baruch Hu Olam, the Stakel Baba Torah Bora Olam. And that's how he created the world. And every word, anything and everything that happens in the world today is connected to a different word in the Torah. Okay. So learning Torah is not just a minor thing. It impacts the entire world and it impacts ourselves. And because of that, he comes up with his famous drastic statement. We empower the world through our connecting to the Torah, and that's hashpah that it comes down. And only Klal Yisrael have that ability. And next, it says, because of that, it's famous statement. Since Chai Olam Not HaBasochenu, we give life to the entire world through our Torah. If Chas V'Shalom, what does it say? Maimon Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, if you accept the Torah, fine. If you don't accept the Torah, it's going back to Tohu V'Bohu. Why? Because the purpose of everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu did when he created the world, kept it going for 2,000 years before Torah, was so that there would be a Torah, and that gives life to the world. Otherwise, there's no purpose to the world. And that's why our Limud HaTorah affects, impacts the entire world. And then, as I said, his famous statement here, "Hu emes bilti shum sofek klal," and it's true without any sofek. Shem hoya olam kulo mikotze ad kotzehu. Poni chas v'sholom afrege echon mamish me'esek v'izbonen shalonu b'torah. If the world would be devoid for 1 second of limud haTorah, the entire world would stop learning Torah for a second. There'd be no justification for the world, there'd be no life to the world, and everything would go back to Tohu. You have to understand, we impact the world through our Limud HaTorah. We impact ourselves through Limud HaTorah. That's what we say, V'chai Olam Lo Ata B'Suchim. Shemidivrei Torah yotzim chayim la'olam. And the Medrash Shir HaShirim, he says, Shokov, what are the foundations of the world? Amudei Sheish, Elu Tamidei Chachomim. Why Shehim Amudei Olam, says the Medrash. The people who sit and learn Torah, they give existence and stability to the world. Okay, then he goes on. Kol shekein, when a person sits and his mind is engrossed with Torah and has a new insight into the Torah, brand new insight into the Torah. Chidushim amitim dorais hamischad shem al yedei adam. Ein erich legodol noros niflos in yonu pulosim lamala. And as much as limud haTorah impacts the world, when a person has a brand new insight into Torah, what is a chidush? I don't create a brand new thing. It's a deeper insight. It's a brand new insight. I look at it from a different angle. But that is shekol mila umila protish hamischadeshes mipi adam kudsha brichu. Kadosh Baruch Hu takes it and kisses it, and stores it. V'ayidei esek haTorah, through learning Torah, nishlam kavanoso yisparach babriya. This fulfills HaKadosh Baruch Hu's purpose in creating the world. Shehoya rak bishul haTorah shishasku bo Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael should learn Torah. Kamamor amzal, gracious befill Torah nikdareish, befill Yisrael shenikdareish. Okay. This is, and he goes on. So, learning Torah is not just a minor part of the world. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu's plan, it's a central part of the world. It's a thing that gives existence to the world. And, you know, very interesting. A lot of people, you always hear about the Rambam. Somehow the Rambam didn't believe in Limud HaTorah. That's a very famous thing out there among the people who don't really believe in the Torah. How anyone could write what the Rambam did with not believing in Limud HaTorah, a little surprising. Okay. But there's another Rambam, Perish Mishnayos. Rambam Perish Mishnayos writes, that's what I said before, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the entire world for one purpose, the purpose of those people who learn Torah. And that is it. Famous Vart, Briska Rav, Warren Abu Zor, Dav Bezim and Bez. Says, Losid Lovo, Kadosh Baruch Hu's, when Mashiach comes, V'yolu Moshir Mahat Sion Lishpotas Haresov, and he's going to judge every nation of the world. So he's going to judge, says Greece, he's going to judge Rome, he's going to judge this one, judge that one. And they said, oh, why did we conquer the world? For Klal Yisrael's learning of Torah. Why did we do this? For Klal Yisrael's learning of Torah. Why did we do this? For Klal Yisrael's learning of Torah. So the famous Kash, Lo Sid Lovo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's going to sit in judgment. What chutzpah they have to say, the reason Rome conquered the world and built roads and build everything is for Klal Yisrael to learn Torah. They did it for themselves. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to answer them, but I didn't. So what did they think? So Briska Rav said, what did they think? Very simple. Lo Sid Lovo, when Yom HaDin HaGadol V'Hanoru will come, and people understand how HaKadosh Baruch Hu ran history, then they'll wake up. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow Rome to build all those roads and highways? So the people that have communication, learn Torah, come to Torah centers. Why did this, etc. So they're going to say, why? Wait a second. If everything we did, HaKadosh Baruch Hu used it for Torah, so then we got to get schar because we helped Torah. And what does the Gemara say? The HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that was my cheshbon, that wasn't your cheshbon. You get schar onus for your cheshbon, not for my cheshbon. And that is, Limud HaTorah is not a minor part of the world. Limud HaTorah enables us to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the fundamental issue, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to connect in. Ulodovkabo. What is a dovkabo? Dovuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says, what's dovkabo? Actually, dovek HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can connect to HaKadosh Baruch. No, that's probably how it's like a consuming fire. So what is it? No. Bidovak in Talmud Chacham, Bidovak in Torah. Ludovka Bo. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond this world. He gave us a tool to connect to him by something we do in this world. And that is Torah, which is Dvar Hashem. That is, and he is there with us when we learn Torah. So when I tell people, come into a Beis Medrash, dress properly. Come into a Beis Medrash, treat it as a special place. You know why? Because this is the place you're connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Remember that. Remember what you're doing. The Melech Malchem Lochem, he created the world. But in order to connect him, I can't connect him directly. He's beyond the world. So what did he do? He gave us a Torah. And through that Torah, we connect to him and we impact the world. And he runs the world to enable us to connect to him and to impact the world. And that's what our Limud HaTorah is about. That's why it's so central and so important. So when people come to learn a yeshiva, they come for many reasons. But there's one real reason. And the word yeshiva has a very funny meaning today. I don't know what it means. A lot of things. I'm a very simple-minded person. Remember, a few years, about 15 years ago, there was a yeshiva specialized in boys who are on drugs. That was their specialty. And one day, one boy didn't wake up. He'd overdosed on drugs. Didn't wake up. The whole place went into a bahala. So the heads of the institution went to speak with Rabbi Leib Steinman, and he says, "We have a yeshiva. It's a guy's on drugs." Rabbi Leib looked at him, yeshiva, drugs. "What do you mean you have a Torah rehabilitation center?" "So that's what it is. Don't call it a yeshiva. There are different Torah rehabilitation centers. What's a yeshiva? A yeshiva, as we understand, this is a place we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through our Limud HaTorah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holding our hand and is there. It's a Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Minayin shafiyu echad yoshev shak shechina connecta. That if you understand what you're doing when you learn Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right there with you. And that's a very, and this is, if you go through Shar Dalet, Nefesh HaChayim, it's not one Maimah Chazal, it's not 20. Here, every different paragraph he has is five different Maimah Chazal. And it's a very disquieting thing to people who don't really want to. And he's very sharp. It's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. A frightening Gemara in Sanhedrin. So, Gemara says, "Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chelek Olam Haba." Everyone has a Chelek in Olam Haba. Chutz me. Following people don't have a Chelek in Olam Haba. Among them is an apikoros. So nowadays, people want to not be an apikoros. They want to. So the Gemara says, "Who is an apikoros?" Someone's mevaze Talmud Chacham. That's a very shocking thing. No, just imagine. Why? He represents Torah. Insulting him is insulting the Torah. And what is it? And it gives a number of examples. Someone says, what are these people wasting their time for? Just sitting and learning Torah. It's one big bittul zman. Should be doing something else. That means, he says, what does it mean? You take HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah. It's a Dvar Hashem. And someone who doesn't treat it as Dvar Hashem is insulting the Torah in such a way that it just doesn't fit in Olam Haba. I mean, you didn't care about Dvar Hashem. You didn't care about it. And he's very, very sharp here. We're on Sotus. That's why. We're on Sotus. We're on Brachas. Olam Haba depends on Limud HaTorah. Why? Ki ner mitzvah v'torah or. What does that mean, ner mitzvah? You do a mitzvah, it's like a candle. It lasts for a while, and then goes out. Torah is an all-encompassing light. Or it says that's forever. And the reason is very simple. There's nothing that impacts the neshama of a Jew as much as Limud HaTorah. And the schus of Limud HaTorah is what impacts the neshama that it ends up belonging in Olam Haba. And a person who doesn't treat Torah with respect, doesn't understand the value of it, just doesn't belong there. Sometimes people just don't get the point. Sometimes people just don't understand clearly what it is and the value of Limud Torah and the purpose of Limud Torah and why you have to take it seriously. You have to take it seriously. There's nothing that's going to impact your life more than Limud Torah. Nothing's going to impact this world more than our collective Limud Torah. And if, for instance, this country has this choskiyu, in all the insane things that have happened here over past 75 years, has managed to survive, if you understand everything Chazal is saying, because of the unbelievable amount of Limud Torah in this country. That's what gives us choskiyu. That's what gives us a choskiyu. That is what impacts our neshama. It connects us to the highest level and the highest level possible to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It affects the world in a most dramatic way. And it is makes us and fulfill the purpose HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world. And the fact that we're living in a period of history, which is a unique period of history, that it's a period of history that Klal Yisrael have the opportunity to learn Torah in a way that that was not necessarily possible in previous generations on such a large basis. Something, don't take it for granted. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us an unbelievable opportunity. Okay. So Mitzvah Shem B'li Neder, next week we'll get back to Bar Mitzvah.